Okay.
Pages by era. I hope that's right because I'm landing. I have to go to the lane too. But we've got all sorts of excitement. And we're going to start with looking at the in this week's Parsha. Avram again presents Sarah as his sister. Okay, last week when he goes to Egypt, he presents her as his sister. This time he goes to Eretz Plishtim. And Abimelech, the king of Plishtim, asks him why is he doing that. And Avram says, Vayomer Avraham. Avram says, "Ki amarti, because I said, Rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh. There is no yirat Elokim. There's no fear of God here in this place. Barguni al devar ishti, and they're going to kill me over the matter of my wife. Didn't feel safe. So what's this yirat Elokim? That's what we're going to look at. Avram felt it did. That doesn't exist here, and that's a term that has very specific meaning in the Torah. We see it a fair amount. Okay, this is." Later on, when Yosef is the viceroy of Egypt, the brothers come down to him and accuse them of being spies by Yosef Atamel Mishmar Shlosh Yamim, and he puts them in jail for 3 days. Vayomer Alehem, Yosef Bayomer Shlishi, and Yosef tells him on the third day, Zod Asu Bechiu, you should do this and live. Et Elokim Ani Yareh. I fear God. I have Yirat Elokim. Or in Shemot, we're talking about that Paro tells the midwives, you need to slaughter the baby boys. Right? When you help the Hebrews give birth and you look on the birthing stones, in Ben Huva, if it's a boy, kill it. In Bathi, Bahaya, and if it's a girl, let it live. Oop, it does not. Let me ask you the place there. Like it says, but Tirena ha-mi'aldot et Elokim, and the mi'aldot, the midwives, feared God. Lo asu kedvar kasher diber alhem malach Mitzrayim, and didn't do what Paro said, but chayat yaldim, and let the babies survive. Or when Moshe is going to appoint judges, his father-in-law, so this is my role model, is Yitro. Comes to Moshe and tells him you're doing it all wrong, and tells him, "But and you should look for people from among the entire people, pick men of valor, Yirei Elokim. They need to be Yirei Elokim. Be a good judge, you have to be Yirei Elokim. Men of truth, sorry, betza, hate bribery. Sometime they'll be the judges at various levels." Or when describing what Amalek did. Remember what Amalek did when you left Egypt. Came upon you on the way. And they tailed after you and took out the weak. When you were exhausted and tired. And they were not Yirei Elokim. So in all these cases, it's Yirat Elokim, fear of God, something that's expected. Even of non-Jews, right? Yosef is pretending to be a non-Jew. He's Yirei Elokim. Yeah, Malik's not a Yirei Elokim. Abimelech is not a Yirei Elokim. It's not a statement about religious sensibility. It's not about fearing God in the sense that we would use it, but it's about acting with justice and caring about the other. Right? The midwives let the babies survive because they're Yirei Elokim. Yosef sells the His brother, you can go because I'm Yirei Elokim. And it goes to what we talked about last week. You remember what we said last week? That Avram's theology, his whole point of understanding God is that Hashem is Kel Elyon, Gomel Chasim Tovim, B'Konei HaKol. It's not just Konei Shemayim V'Aretz, not just owner, master of everything, but is Gomel Chasadim Tovim. God is good, so we should be good. That's what Yirat Elokim means in Avraham's perspective.
Where's the link to your in that pasuk?
There's no Yirat. That's just that. Yeah, when Avram says there's in Yirat Elokim, that's what he's talking about. That you don't have the attitude that I have. That God is good, and we should be good. I'm afraid there's no ethics here.
Okay,
That's what Yirat
but
Elokim means.
how do we know, where do we get that from? I
from the
mean,
consistency of everything that Yirat Elohim is all about. Just the
okay.
fact that every time you use Yirat Elohim,
Yeah.
right, Amalek
Okay.
takes out the weak and the powerless because he does not have Yirat Elohim.
Okay.
It's clearly what it's all these cases not talking about what we would call fear of God. That's the expression Yirat Elohim, but clearly here it's all talking about that one thing.
Okay.
So the what I want to bring is that it helps explain a comment of Rashi on the first pasuk of the parsha. Parsha starts with Hashem appeared to Abraham in Elone Mamre. He's sitting in front of his tent in the heat of the day. So Rashi is bothered by this. Why tell us Aram's location? Right? The Torah doesn't give us much in the way of scenery, right?
Vayar Elav Hashem. Hey, look at the similarity of Vayar and Yirah. Not related though, right?
Not related. There are other places where the ambiguity is important. I don't think that's true here.
Okay.
Okay. That ambiguity comes up. Here, the main I want to look at is what's Be'elonei Mamre? Why tell us he's in the fields of Mamre? Mamre is the name of a person. Last week's
Oh, it
parsha.
is? Oh, I
Yeah,
didn't know.
in last week's parsha, Abraham mentions his Bale Brit, Aner Eshkol and Mamre. That's his friends who live around Hebron. And here he's sitting there. So he's already had these, and I can just give out these details about location. It's not into establishing background. So he says, Rashi says it's connected to the end of last week's parsha. Aaron gets the mitzvah of Brit Milah. So Rashi says, "Here be'elonei Mamre, who shenatan lo etzah al hamila." Mamre gave him advice about Brit Milah. V'fichach nigla alav bechalkal. So Mamre gets the zechut of being the place where this vision of God happens, and it's mentioned as being the fields of Mamre because he helped him with the Milah. So the question then on Rashi is what kind of advice is Mamre going to give Avraham? What do you mean, Natan lo etzah
How to heal like a doctor.
I don't know. He maybe so you could say maybe he was a doctor and he said, "Look, I don't know what you're doing, but if you can do it, make I, possibly." That's not the way. So this that's the way we're going to go because we have Rabbi Shlomo Aviner, who's the Rosh Yeshivat Atera Kohanim, Yerushalayim. We found this book in Israel, Beit Midrash, called Teruah Hamon, which is his Shirim on Torah, besides the Vilna Gaon. Here's the Gra. Masbir HaGaon mi Vilna. Vilna Gaon explains, She'Avraham Avinu haya holech v'korei b'shem Hashem. Abraham was going out evangelizing, calling out the name of God. Right? Machnis gerim tachat kanfei Hashchina would bring converts in under the wings of God, Kibia Katuv, right? Nefesh Asher Asu B'charan. We know that. Avraham had Matzil Tanashim Mitzorotehem, Aruch Niot, Hanoraot, that Avraham would save people from their terrible spiritual troubles, Umachal Tzame Zara, and would save them from Avodah Zara. He would tell them, Makom Polchanchem Elohia Ayom. Your words serving these terrible gods. You don't really care. Trust me, the real God cares. Real God is good. Agadei Srifat that they have this child sacrifice. It's terrible. But serving the one true God, you'll serve him with these. These is what God demands you. The seven mitzvot bnei Noach, dinim, don't murder, and ni'imot va'agunot. These are good laws. These are ones you can understand.
A
These
little
are moral
ironic.
laws.
It's a little ironic that he's then going to be told to sacrifice his son.
Hold that thought. That's obviously where we're going. And in fact, just last night, I'm sure that Zach Wiener-Smith reads the Parsha.
What are you doing?
SMB, this is a comic strip. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Israelites must destroy the Canaanites who offered their children by fire, by God of Moloch. And then, wait, didn't Abraham agree to sacrifice Isaac? We're making jokes about that, okay? So I can read, okay? But I told him not to. It's a difference between stabbing some guy's kid and merely pointing a gun at him and telling him to stab his kid. 3 days. 3 days, okay. So anyway, so we're gonna make that exactly that point. Hold that thought, right? But that's Abraham's thing. Like that we're serving the one true God is moral and it's good and it's just. And while being good to others, you're not hurting anybody. So, actually, Hamila. But Mila was problematic. Chash Abraham. Abraham was afraid. Zot. He's going to lose his influence. Now we have this arbitrary, this cruel thing we're doing to babies. So now I'm going to do some cruel and unusual punishment to these babies who aren't asking for it. Is that consistent with the Gomelcha Yom Gomelcha Tovim? Abraham may have known that God, that his shlemut depended on obeying God here. But he thought maybe, if I'm gonna, I have to make this choice between obeying God and all this influence I have on everybody in the world, maybe, and he would be willing to give that up, give up his own, or at least have the have a meaning, would think about giving up his own spiritual development to tell God, no, I can't do that because I would lose my influence in the world if they see me doing this cruel thing. Kazuya he said the other Aner Ashkol's other friends thought that Lamo. So that was the Eitzah Mamre.
You mean to do it? Maybe
Do
that's what
it.
it was, to
That's
do
the
it.
Eitzah. You can do this. It's not going to destroy your image and your hashpa'ah and your influence. And this is not such a terrible, cruel thing.
Yeah, but
No.
the Akedah was a little
Ah,
more.
okay. Gam can Kat Gamasa Abraham, Shalom, he didn't, and he decided he's not going to try to outthink God's command. So, whoever knew these calculations, it was right. So, in this approach, that the hope, what Abram, Mamre's Eitzah, that he gets to be Mamre, it's in Mamre's place, Mamre's fields that this revelation happens, because he gave him advice about how to approach the intactivist. Have you heard this term?
Intactivist? No.
Intactivism. Okay?
No.
That's people who are opposed to circumcision. It's cruel. We have a Rockopedia. Yes. Elon Musk's
Opponents of non-therapeutic
therapeutic
infant
infant
male
male circumcision.
use
That's a big word for
intend.
Brit Milah.
Oh, yeah.
Intend that the
Non-therapeutic,
procedure
right.
constitutes a violation of the child's inherent right to bodily autonomy. Irreversible surgical alteration of healthy tissue without the individual's informed consent. The argument posits that infants lacking capacity for consent possess a presumptive right to an intact body without any elective modifications, with any elective modification defer until maturity when personal agency can be exercised. Fancy words, right? Cutting off parts of babies is unethical.
Till they can mature. You know, in a funny way, the transgender arguments, when you start when a child is young and they can't consent, they're younger than the age of consent.
Yes,
There's a
very
lot
similar,
about
right? I mean, this is a real
it's
argument,
not that
right?
similar, but yeah,
Okay,
the child
I
has a
agree, and
right.
I would say that's, I mean, my counter argument is that it is not immoral to do what I would call minor cosmetic surgery. That's culturally significant, right? That's your milchastim is bringing him in, by making him part of community. But this, but the argument that the Gra is looking at here is that Brit Milah is. Violates your sense of chassadim, right? That he was concerned it would destroy his life's work. All that evangelism about ethical monotheism would be undone.
Plus, they would, Avraham did it as an adult to him, himself.
Right. That's not
Although,
that. they wouldn't, that the intactivists
Right, right,
would not
right. Because
argue
you have
against.
consent. You have
Right.
consent.
You can do things to your body. That's your body. But if you're a baby, we're not doing it. We're telling them. We're doing it to them. Okay, so mom encouraged them to do the mila, right? That's part of this created covenantal community, is what I was
Yeah.
a little bit too
Oh,
close.
there it is. Kiyataya Re'elokim. Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that term used
Yes,
to praise him? Yeah,
so
after he
that's
does.
all
Yeah.
introduction, okay? Is that
Okay.
this, right? The beginning of the parsha sets up the problem that Hashem is giving commands that are against Kela Yon Gomel Chasim Tovim. That's not Gomel Chasadim. So that's the real
Yeah.
problem. That's the
Yeah.
Akedah,
Yeah.
right? God tells them, go sacrifice your child, right? That's clearly a problem. And what's striking about it is that that's the other place where Yirat Elokim comes up.
Right.
Ekra Malach Hashem Shamayim afterwards. Like Malach says, don't do it. Vayomer Abraham, Abraham. Vayomer Hineni, God says, I'm here. Vayomer Al Tishlach Yadcha Lanar. Okay, this was all a test. You're willing to do this? Now we're done, right? God's not going to want you to sacrifice anything. I want you to have that mindset. Don't do anything to him. Because now I know, ki yirei Elokim ata, I know that you are a yirei Elokim. And you will not hold back your one son from me. So this is all from Rabbi Leibtag. And that right here, this idea of Yirat Elokim specifically is incongruous, right? Because we just said Yirat Elokim is all about the ethical side of it, the care about others, right? It's the mialdot who will not kill the babies.
Right.
It's Amalek, who doesn't have Yirat Elokim, is going after the helpless
Right.
there. What is he doing here, right? Right. Yirat Elokim is for natural morality. And Alex Ozar puts it, he has a whole article on this about basically about David Hartman. If there's anything man knows, it is as rather unseemly to murder one's son in cold blood. And of course, he's wrong, because it's not that everybody knows that. There are plenty of people who do kill their own children. The first time I read that, I just read about the House of Tudor and the War of the Roses and all these English kings that are all slaughtering their brothers and cousins trying to become king of England.
Yeah, but not their nephews, but not their
It was nephews.
sons.
Okay. I don't know. It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, the princes in the town and all that. I bet. That we said
Right.
certainly Abraham's ethics would say don't kill them. So what how does this can be how can this be called Yirat Elokim, right? So what does that mean? Ki yada yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. And I see now that you're Yirei Elokim because you did. We're willing to do this.
Right. It's like the reverse, right.
It's the exact opposite. So the Agada actually puts that argument to Malthusata, right? The Agada says this on these 3 days that the Satan is trying to convince Abraham not to do this, right? Here's the Yerushalmi, among all the other arguments. Tomorrow, people, everyone's going to say you're a murderer. You killed them. Abraham says, "I'm not kin. Even so, I'm still doing it." And again, this is Avinera's point. As in that, Gomosi, Shezoi af mahuta pitui shel satan et Abraham. This was the essence of what the argue of the satan's argument against Abraham. Akod beno, as he was going to bind his son. She biata et hit bat lut shel Abraham avinu. Hit love tut. His enthusiasm.
Hitlantut is
Enthusiasm.
doubt, like deliberation, like
That's
confusion,
hesitation he has.
hesitation. Yeah.
Good, all right. So that expresses the Aram's hesitation, right? I mean, this idea of the Satan is these are all thoughts going through Aram's head. Shema gam ma'aseh zeh yafsid et kol hashpato al ha'amim. That if he does this, he will undo his life's work. He will lose his influence on everyone's going to see this and think, ah, he's doing child sacrifice. He's no different than those evil Canaanites who are offering to their false god Moloch. Right? He's trying to bring them into the true God.
I mean, that's a funny concern. Like, you think the bigger concern is I love my son. I don't want to kill him.
Yes, that is a concern as well. And that becomes the question. That is a question about, when God tells you something to do that. But this is a different, this is a
Right.
different concern. Okay, this is the, and this
Right.
is getting back to the Yirat
But
Elokim.
God won't look so good.
That I am going, right, that if my purpose in the world is to bring the name of God to the world, that's what I've done all my life.
It's a little
Yeah, and
self-centered. It's a funny concern.
I hear what you're saying there, but it is I think
Okay.
it's less self-centered than, okay, this is my kid, right? He's a real, yeah. Both of those are concerns.
Yeah.
That mean, and I guess the other side of it also means that his faith in God is misplaced, right?
Yes.
God demands this as well. So it's not
Right.
just the whole world, but what do I do with myself afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. How could
Avraham
I
Avinu,
follow that
Tehenu
God? Right.
Mitzrayim, and God's and Avraham says, no, bitmimut ani halech. Yeah, I am going in my tamimut. I have a simple faith in God. I believe after.
Amar Avraham Avinu
Yeah, right.
she'eino
You're right. His answer to the Satan in this is no. I am going with my tamimut, my faith in God. That
Wait, what does
overrides
"eino
the least.
mitiyareh" mean? I'm not afraid to do this?
Right. I'm not
Oh.
afraid of that consequence.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that the consequence, okay, that I have to do what I need to do, God commanded. So the question then is, what has to do with Yirat Elohim, right?
Yeah.
Ki yirei Elohim atav l'chasak bin chayim. So Rabbi Leibtag reads, the key doesn't mean as that, like, because I now see that you are Yirat Elohim, but key means despite, or even though.
Oh.
Okay? Even though you
Okay.
are, right? And there are other examples of that key also means Ella, except for. And one obvious
Okay.
example, this is Moshe asking God, don't wipe out the people after Chet HaEgel.
Yeah.
I found favor in your eyes. Please, Yelech Na Hashem B'Kirbeinu, still go with us. Ki Am K'she Orefu. Because they are a stiff-necked
Oh,
people. He doesn't
even
mean
though,
because.
yeah.
He in that case clearly means because, despite the fact they're stiff-necked.
Yes.
Salak
Okay.
Tavaneo, forgive them.
So that
Or.
maintains what Yirei Elokim is. Like, even
Right.
though he liked morality or
Right. So
justice,
that's Rabbi Leibtag.
he, yeah.
You've demonstrated, you have demonstrated to the world, that's the God knows, nobody knows, but now you know that even though you're Elohim, that's true. And your sense of morality treats all human beings as sacred. You're still willing to obey me. But that's why it was a test, because it went against everything that he believed in. And God
Right.
demanded that degree of
Oh,
obedience.
that's different, even though I like that.
Okay,
Yeah.
you can look at a couple of places where it says key. Another one is by Noah. So that's by Abraham, but by. Yeah, let's go here. By Noah. Okay, so Hashem ki rabarat. That's that. It's not despite, right? Okay. It's after that. I'm gonna go find this over here. Sorry.
I know one.
I'm not going to destroy.
When
You're going
he
to say the.
says, I'm not going to dis God says, I won't destroy the world. Be
Right.
king.
He yetzer lev Adam ra.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's even.
Right.
I mean, once right, even though he's. Yeah, that's the pasuk I'm looking
Yeah.
for.
Oh, that's a good
That's
one.
exactly right. Now, where is
I remember that from Rabbi Foreman points that out.
That's the same language of ki, meaning even though. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not my idea.
Although there, because
There we go, right
also.
here. Night. And God says himself, I will no longer curse the earth because of man. That's the
Right, yeah.
same sense. It's not because he's evil, but even
Right,
though that this
even
ra
though,
exists,
yeah.
I'm still going to do it. So the same thing is true here, right? That you are your Elohim. And that will not change. And you will not sacrifice your son. This will be the lesson that child sacrifice is inappropriate from here on in. And so that, 4,000 years later, Alex Ozark can say that there's anything a man knows, it's unseemly to murder one's son.
Oh, yeah.
That was his chiddush run. That's you only get that once you've gotten to the point of the Akedah. You're willing to go in that direction, obey me. And that's when the lesson of Akedah. That natural law has no ethical force if it's not commanded by Hashem, by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so the law of the Torah is going to trump a moral intuition. You can't go really simply on moral intuition because things always fall apart. And that's when you have this absolute standard here. And I will end with a quote from Isaac Asimov of never let your sense of morals prevent you from doing what is right.
Right. But you're saying what is right is what God tells you to do.
Yes. That is what I think the lesson of the Akedah is. And that's what Hashem is saying. You're at the
You have
Elohim.
to do what God says, even though you have, yes, even though it goes against, right. Well, the problem is we don't know what God wants us
Ah,
to do
that
exactly.
obviously is right. Okay, so that's obviously the difference between an Avraham who has
Yeah.
literally been talking to God
Right.
for the past, whatever, 30 years,
Right.
as opposed to us who have a record of that. And so that for us, it's a matter of balancing your moral intuition, your intellectual learning, and everything there. But keeping that in mind, that just going on your moral intuition, that will lead you astray.
But Yirei Elokim is doesn't include it does include no it doesn't include the being a person who will listen to God no matter what,
That's true, right? That's implicit. Now,
right?
that the phrase "Yirat Elokim"
Even
does not mean listening to God.
right, it mean right. Okay, that's
Okay, that's
interesting,
the
isn't it? It sounds like it does.
right. That's what I'm saying is that it doesn't. It clearly is used in a very different sense than you would treat it literally.
Okay, very good.
So I'm going to stop
Yirei
here.
Elokim.
So you should still be
So we
Yirat
could
Elokim.
say, I could say, I'm a Yirei
You certainly should
Elokim.
be.
Pretty, yeah, freely, because it doesn't mean
Just
that means I'll do things. I'm not, so what am I not? Not me. Someone could be a Yirei Elokim, but not an observant Jew.
yes, that's exactly right. And in fact, most of the examples that are in the Torah are not Jews at all, have no sense, have no expectation of listening to God there. So when as what Kohelet says, Sof Devar Kol Nishma, in the end, this is what it means, Et Elokim Yirei Ve'er Mitzvotav Shemar.
Reshit Chachma, Yirat Hashem.
Right. But obviously, this is the bottom line is Yirat Elokim and Shemirat Mitzvot. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
The two together are Kol Adam.
But oh, I see. Very nice. Yeah, Kizek Kohada.
Figuring the balance, obviously, is what makes life hard.
Yirei Elokim. Okay.
Okay, and I will stop
All
here.
right. It works.
Have a good Shabbos.
You too. How's your Carmiel people?
Let me end the recording here.